KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have cloudy skies, 70 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy to cloudy today with scattered showers and thunderstorms, a high of 81. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by the TV Store, your local retailer for Sony, Dish Network, and TV and cell phone repair, located at 903 East 7th Street in Atlantic. In Southwest Iowa news this hour, the Creston Police Department reports three arrests over the past few days. Friday night, 33-year-old Casey Holcomb of Creston was arrested at her home on a charge of simple assault. Holcomb was released from the Union County Jail on a $300 bond. And 27-year-old Talee Jones of Orient was arrested Friday afternoon at the Union County Law Enforcement Center on a Union County warrant for failure to appear in court on an original charge of theft in the fourth degree. Jones was later released from the Ringgold County Jail on a $2,000 bond. Early this morning, 27-year-old Ryan Marshall of Sharpsburg was arrested at the Union County LEC on a charge of public intoxication and disorderly conduct. Marshall was later released on a $300 bond. Police in Creston say the driver of an SUV failed to yield the right-of-way at an uncontrolled intersection Friday afternoon and was broadsided by a car. Authorities say 27-year-old Shauna Ray Carr of Creston was traveling west on Summit Street at around 3:40 p.m. and didn't immediately notice a 2005 Kia Sportage driven by Matthew John Onstank of Creston, who was traveling south on Mulberry Street. Onstank couldn't stop in time. His Kia T-boned Carr's 2007 Ford Edge, causing a total of $9,000 damage. Carr told police that Onstank was traveling really fast, according to the report. There were no citations issued. A Northwest Iowa school superintendent has been accused of drunken driving. Court records say 57-year-old Rod Earlywine is scheduled to be arraigned September 7th on a charge of operating while under the influence for his defense. Earlywine was arrested August 5th in Dickinson County. The Sergeant Bluff Luton Community School District website still listed Earlywine as superintendent today. School Board President Jeff Wright has declined to comment about Earlywine's arrest. With only days to go until the new school year starts, the Johnston Community School District says that it's still scrambling to hire enough elementary school teachers. School officials told Des Moines television station KCCI that the district will welcome its biggest classes yet as it works to overhaul several of its school buildings. District spokeswoman Laura Sprague says district officials were taken by surprise by the large number of new families enrolling their children for the new school year. Johnston school officials plan to go before the school board today to seek approval to add additional teachers to the kindergarten class. If approved, the Johnston Community School District will search for teachers immediately. School district officials say all K through 5 classroom placements would be shared with parents by August 18th. Data from the University of Iowa shows that more than half of undergraduate student workers at the university were paid less than $10.10 per hour this year. The Johnson County Board of Supervisors set the local minimum wage level at $10.10 for 2017. However, the Iowa legislature stripped local governments of their ability to set minimum wage higher than the state's level this year. The state's current minimum wage is $7.25, and that's been that way for the last decade. University data shows that more than 800 students' employees made $8.20 an hour, which was the lowest wage listed among more than 10,000 employees. Almost 350 students made more than $15 an hour. The data doesn't include graduate teaching or research assistants. A November trial has been scheduled for a Marion kindergarten teacher accused of not reporting that a 15-year-old classroom volunteer sexually abused her students. Linn County records say a judge set a trial starting date of November the 6th for 59-year-old Diane Graham, who's pleaded not guilty to failure to report child abuse. The trial was moved to Tama County from Linn County after Graham's attorneys cited extensive media coverage of the boys in Graham's cases. Court records say Graham was a teacher at Starry Elementary in Marion when two students told her last August that they were being abused by the volunteer. Prosecutors say Graham didn't report the abuse, allowing it to continue for two more months. The boy has been convicted of three counts of sexual abuse. The gubernatorial campaign for Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds has declined to provide more information about blocks of time in her calendar when she works on campaign-related events, arguing that releasing the information could give away strategy. Phil Valenziano, Reynolds' campaign manager, offered that explanation to questions about 10 items listed on Reynolds' June calendar that referenced the campaign. Reynolds' administrative staff released the calendar in response to a public records request by the Associated Press, but blacked out information that was campaign-related. Her office made similar redactions for six campaign-related events listed in Acting Governor Adam Gregg's June work calendar. The records offer a glimpse into how Reynolds is trying to balance her new job as governor with efforts to win a full 4-year term in the 2018 gubernatorial race. In other news, lung cancer remains Iowa's top cancer killer, but there's a new type of lung cancer screening for people considered to be at high risk. The low-dose CT scan can detect lung cancer in the early stages before symptoms arise. Harold Wimmer, a national president and CEO of the American Lung Association, calls the scan groundbreaking and a potential lifesaver.
The high-risk category profile is individuals who are current smokers or former smokers that have a 30-pack year history of smoking and are between the ages of 55 to 80.
The term 30-pack year history means that they've smoked an average of one pack a day for 30 years or two packs a day for 15 years. Studies find 84% of lung cancer cases are detected in the late stage when it's very difficult to treat. When detected earlier, the survival rate is increased by more than five times. Wimmer says anyone can get lung cancer, especially people who smoke and those around them.
There's also other risk factors such as radon exposure, family history, other environmental impacts that can be a risk factor. But the use of tobacco products is still the number one risk factor for lung cancer.
In Iowa, 42% of the population is considered ever smokers, meaning they're either current or former smokers, and they may benefit from the scan.
Individuals can go to savebythescan.org to take a quiz to see if they may fit into that high-risk category. And then we also encourage individuals to talk to their doctor about having the scan done.
The scan is typically a covered benefit under most insurance plans, according to Wimmer. There were more than 2,400 new lung cancer cases diagnosed in Iowa last year and nearly 1,800 deaths. Nationwide, lung cancer kills an average of 421 people per day, and that's about 18 deaths each hour, or one death every 3.5 minutes. An Iowa woman accused of leaving the baby for dead in a trash can has pleaded guilty to reduced charges in the case. 24-year-old Ashley Hutzenrader pleaded guilty on Friday in Johnson County District Court to child endangerment and neglect or abandonment of a dependent person. In exchange, prosecutors dropped an attempted murder charge. Authorities have said Hutzenrader gave birth May 8th of last year in a bathroom of the University of Iowa Hospitals and Clinics. Police say she tried to flush the baby down the toilet and then put it in a pillowcase and left it in the trash. The child was soon found alive. Hutzenrader faces up to 12 years in prison when she's sentenced at a later date. And a 42-year-old Missouri man convicted of kidnapping and torturing a woman has been sentenced to life in prison without parole. Charles Albright was sentenced Friday in Franklin County District Court. He was convicted in July of first-degree kidnapping and willful injury. Prosecutors said Albright held a 36-year-old woman captive for 12 to 14 hours on October 7th in Missouri, where she was punched, slammed against the floor, shocked with a stun gun and repeatedly bitten by a dog. She was then taken to Sheffield, where Albright continued to beat her. Her injuries included burns and broken bones in her face. Albright also faces trial September 26th on a felony explosives count, accused of having a bomb or bomb parts. Officials of the Iowa Department of Corrections report 25-year-old Malik Deshaun Richard, who was convicted of domestic abuse assault, third or subsequent offense, in Blackhawk County, failed to report back to the Waterloo Residential Correctional Facility as required Saturday night. Richard is described as being a black male, 5 feet 7 inches tall, 140 pounds. He was admitted to the work release facility on May 23rd. Anyone with information about his whereabouts should contact your local police department. In Iowa, authorities are investigating the death of an inmate in the Clinton County Jail. The sheriff's office says a male inmate was found unresponsive in the jail just before 3 a.m. Sunday. Correctional officers and paramedics performed CPR, but they were unable to revive the man who died at the jail. His identity wasn't immediately released. The news was brought to you by the TV Store, your local retailer for Sony and Dish Network, and TV and cell phone repair, located at 903 East 7th Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.